For good or for ill, our lives are a bit influenced by commercials and advertisements, and the message is sometimes subtle, sometimes not so subtle. We are what we eat. We are what we wear. We are what we drive. We are what we look like. We are what we do. We are where we live. We are what we have in our wallet. We are what we Twitter, post, and Instagram. You might have noticed that I'm not on the cutting edge of fashion. I pretty much buy clothes when other clothes wear out. I went shopping yesterday for some clothes. I bought 2 pairs of slacks and a jacket. The bill should have been $504.16. But there was an advertisement, there was a sale. The slacks, they were marked $70 a pair. They weren't even faded or sliced. They were like brand new looking, reduced to $18.74. And the jacket, the original price was $306. I've never spent $306 for any of my clothing. The jacket reduced to $45. I saved $417.53. You are where you shop. But then we have today's gospel passage. And Jesus tells us, take care to avoid all greed, for one's life does not consist of possessions. Greed, as you know, is an excessive desire to accumulate wealth and possessions, getting more stuff. However, greed is not limited to wealth. It can take the form of an accumulation of anything unnecessary. Too much of anything is just too much. And greed can be an expression of selfishness, addiction, self-doubt, insecurity. St. Thomas Aquinas even says that greed can be a sin of injustice against another person, because one person over-acquiring can somehow cause damage to someone who's in need. Greed can also lead to dishonesty, theft, a misplaced sense of security. And Jesus talks about that too. I'm storing up all this stuff for the future. And the Lord says, you fool, you don't have a future. This very night, your life could be taken from you. Be rich in what matters to God. And while our passage from the book of Ecclesiastes might sound rather pessimistic, Ecclesiastes is asking some basic philosophical questions about life, because he was very successful in what he did. But in spite of his success and happiness, there was still a level of unsatisfaction. Koheleth was still restless. And he warns against wishing for what is impossible. He's also convinced that the future is not totally in our control. And as he looks at life, and perhaps we've had that experience too, when we're young, we were taught that the good get rewarded and the bad, they get punished. Well, what he noticed in life, that sometimes innocent folks, good folks, seem to have a really rough life. And bad folks seem to be blessed by God. They seem to be rewarded. How do you handle that? And he comes to the conclusion that we can't interpret life entirely in terms of reward and punishment from God. That can be pretty dangerous. He believes that God has placed within our hearts a desire for happiness, and God wants to use the gifts that he has given to us. But we need to keep things in perspective. In the words of St. Augustine, our hearts are restless, and we will only find ultimate rest in God. We live in a pretty materialistic world. Stuff matters, and that's not always a bad thing, but sometimes stuff matters too much. Our lives, our value does not consist of our possessions. And some children and teenagers, as well as some of us adults, are way too competitive and envious of what others have. Our competition, our greed, our envy is both exhausting and terribly expensive. Jesus wants to liberate us and calm our restless minds. We need to learn sooner or later what matters to God. We are not what we wear or drive. We are not what we have in our wallets. And we are not to be foolish. Each one of us created in the image and likeness of God has eternal value and dignity. And we're reminded, don't be stupid and think that our lives will never end. We are to live remembering that we are already rich. Each one of us matters to God, and proof of that is the Eucharist.